Our children who will be born this year will come of age in the 21st century. What kind of society, what kind of world are we building for them?
The Legal Party seeks to perpetuate human misery in order to profit therefrom politically or otherwise. And I'm rather fearful. A very serious situation is rapidly developing, which bodes no good for the world.
Declare that God left independent and our forefathers. No, my friends, it cannot never be the judgment of his people.
Think back in fear under the thumb of a dictator.
Tonight I stand before you to report that America has created
the downfall of American democracy.
To alter the whole foundations of our national life. Now my conception of America is a land where men and women may walk in order to liberty, where they may enjoy the advantages of wealth, not concentrated in the hands of a few, but diffused through opportunity to all, not concentrated in the hands of a few, but
problems are continuing.
On this planet, savagery and slavery.
Many evil things.
The United States of America.
People, the future of the earth, have disappeared.
Face the future with grave uncertainty. The future with grave uncertainty.
I am willing to admit war has accomplished much in the progress of the world.
Time of doubt.
I'm willing to admit the forward march of Christian civilization. I'm willing to admit war should be abolished. And that the suffering, cruelty, corruption, and demoralization that follow in its train should be, as far as we can bring it about, lifted as a burden from the human race. It is the common people of the world that are interested in this business. They know when we have war, it is they that have to bear the burden. It's their sisters and mothers and daughters that have to wait, trembling, to hear the news from the battlefield, to learn whether their dear ones have bitten the dust. They know the demoralization that follows in the wake of war.
The beneficiaries of privilege in the fields of industry, the men who represent that sinister alliance between crooked politics and crooked business, which has done more than anything else for the corruption of American life. The privileged classes, representatives of special privilege, of special interest, the bodies who dominate the Republican Party, the bodies who dominate the Democratic Party.
The opportunity that God has given us to help along the movement of Christian progress.
Our relations with other nations.
The supreme need of our time is for men to learn to live together in peace and harmony.
Great goals.
We believe that all men have a right to equal justice under law and equal opportunity to share in the common good.
There never was a time when impatience and suspicion were more keenly aroused by private power self-employed.
And the spirit of the American people.
For more, and in integrity, has been questioned.
The people of this country are distant from the troubled areas of the earth, and it is hard for them to comprehend.
I think it's obvious.
But it has become obvious.
Instant analysis. Small band of network commentators. Self-appointed analysts. Their hostility. It was obvious that their minds were made up in advance. Gratuitous advice. Little group of men. Now, how is this network news determined? Certainly, it represents a concentration of power over American public opinion unknown in history. The American people would rightly not tolerate this concentration of power. Is it not fair and relevant to question its concentration in the hands of a tiny, enclosed fraternity of privileged men elected by no one and enjoying a monopoly sanctioned and licensed by government? The views of a majority of this fraternity do not, and I repeat, not represent the views of America. The news is determined by a handful of men responsible only to their corporate employers. A one-sided picture. Bad news drives out good news. The irrational is more controversial than the rational. Perhaps the place to start looking for a credibility gap is not in the offices of the government in Washington, but in the studios of the networks in New York.
Now, was that wrong? And let me say that it was wrong. I'm saying incidentally that it was wrong, not just illegal. The question is, was it morally wrong? I say that it was morally wrong, and I say that it was morally wrong when I was on meat for my personal use. And he said, Dick, and I want to make this particularly clear. I just don't believe in that. Why did you have to have it?
Some will continue to smear, regardless of what the truth may be.
I have no life. It was a little...
Why do I feel so deeply? Why can't we have prosperity built on peace rather than prosperity built on war? Why can't we have prosperity and an honest government in Washington, D.C. at the same time?
Everyday Americans
jumped off the cliffs.
I think I know what you may be thinking right now.
If anybody thinks
we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex, the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Sorry, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
This great nation's ass
and graveyards.
Thank you very much. Hope against hope.
Traceable to arrogance, we have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions.
Mostly mean and selfish.
Hostile ideology or our lack of comprehension, we annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations.
Those who hate ignorance may strive to know. Ignorance too often abounds.
Global in scope, and the power of money is ever, and the power of money is ever present. And the power of money is ever present.
What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we see? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world by American weapons of war. Not the peace of the grave, or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on Earth worth living. Total war makes no sense. It makes no sense, it makes no sense, it makes no sense.
The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We, you and I, and our government, must avoid the impulse to live only for today, plundering for our own ease and convenience the precious resources of tomorrow. For every old blackboard, there are now hundreds of new electronic computers.
What best be done? What must be done?
Theodore, the unmistakable symptoms of an awakening.
America knows that this world of ours, ever growing smaller, must avoid becoming a community of dreadful fear and hate.